There's a style of electronic music and dance known as footwork. This might sound completely disconnected from classical music, but the Grammy-winning classical group Third Coast Percussion embraces the footwork sound in a new album, Perspectives, which features four world premiere recordings. Our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinga, has been listening.
Footwork is the hyperbeat music born in Chicago's underground dance competitions and house parties in the late 1990s. On Third Coast Percussion's new album, the style undergoes a mesmerizing transformation in Perspective, a seven-movement suite that calls for more than 30 instruments. This music, at about 150 beats per minute, is by Gerilyn Patton, a footwork fan who began slicing up her own electronic beats at her parents' home in Gary, Indiana. She was working in a steel mill when her debut album made her an overnight sensation in 2015, although she says she's tired of journalists trotting out that story. Going by Jaylin, the electronic artist has absorbed footwork but turned it inside out for her collaboration with Third Coast Percussion. Listen to how metal bowls filled with water help lay down a woozy groove. Another unconventional partnership on the album finds Third Coast Percussion composing music with a pair of flutists who go by the name of Flutronics. Their piece, Rubik's, opens with punchy flutes dancing over a chilled-out vibraphone. There's one more combo on Perspectives that may surprise you, and it comes courtesy of Danny Elfman. You might know him as the frontman for the peculiar 80s rock band Oingo Boingo, or better yet, by his nearly 100 film scores for movies like Edward Scissorhands and Good Will Hunting. For the Third Coast musicians, he composed a piece simply called Percussion Quartet. And unlike a lot of academic music for percussion ensembles, Elfman makes his quartet sing sweetly. It says a lot about this group's commitment to brand new music when the oldest piece on the album is from 1988. Philip Glass's Metamorphosis No. 1, originally for solo piano, undergoes an expansive renovation here, complete with vibes, marimba, melodica, synthesizer, and a positively glittering glockenspiel. The whole concept of an ensemble of percussionists is less than 100 years old. Third Coast Percussion, with albums like this, continues to push percussion into new directions, blurring musical boundaries and beguiling new listeners.
The album is Perspectives by Third Coast Percussion. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Heisinga.